Welcome guys, welcome to another episode of IPL Unpod. We are back with our weekly wrap of IPL action, and your host is also back, so that's Ujwal here. And joining me today are my colleagues Shubham Pandey and Anish Anil. So hi guys, welcome to the show.
Hi Ujwal, good to have you back.
Hi Ujwal.
Thanks man. And we had an amazing week of IPL. We can say in one way is a moving week of IPL. The biggest moving week is probably just going to come, but we had a week in which KXIP, like bottom teams, have started winning and CSK won. But more crazily, the Sunday that we had, we have had both the matches going into super over. And in fact, the KXIP Mumbai Indians game had two super overs. So it was the first time that I have ever seen this in cricket. I'm sure it's one of the most craziest things that could have happened. And so that is where we are going to start our podcast with. The first news point is going to be that three super overs that happened on Sunday. Before that, I will just give you an idea of how the table looks like. Delhi Capitals are the leaders right now with 14 points. Mumbai Indians with 12 points are second. Royal Challengers Bangalore with 12 points are third. And Kolkata Knight Riders with 10 points are fourth. So Shubham, I will start with you. An amazing Sunday, isn't it? Two matches, three super overs. What more can you ask for?
Absolutely. That's what IPL is all about. Sunday, the family sitting at home, having a good time, and you have 9 hours of, IPL cricket at its best. You know, three super overs in one day. What do you ask for more? And I did the first match, and I was on the it also went to a super over, and I felt okay. This is my third super over that I'm covering today. But I never imagined that the next game would also go into super over, and then to see it go to second super over. It just started off with that Jordan making it the U-turn, for taking that doubles, the double, and not able to complete it. I think if he would have been quick, and if he would have returned in the same straight line, I think he would have made it. But yeah, that's all started it, and crazy. The two things that stood out for me, apart from all the exciting things that happened, a super over, nail biting finish, and the pauses in cricket where, the bowler is running and you don't know what's going to happen next. The two things that stood out was Shami and Bumrah bowling those yorkers consistently, two of our finest Indian pacers, and doing the job. Bowling 12, I think they bowled 12 yorkers consistently. Back-to-back yorkers, and that's what really, you see these close games and you have fun, but you also see this kind of quality on screen, and you also have fun watching that as well, And then, of course, in the later overs, in the second super over, batting, chasing that 12-odd, Mayank Agarwal, finishing in that catch that he, that was a six, and he absolutely saved it, fell on his hand. He felt very awkwardly on his right hand. I felt that he has sort of, broken it or something, because he was running back to the dressing room in a very, he looked in pain, but he was fine. And what a game. Brilliant game.
Yeah, this is what you want when you watch IPL, and especially on a Sunday. Two matches going into super overs. Brilliant. But Anish, I just want to talk a little more about that quality of bowling that Shubham just spoke about, and especially about Shami. Shami was defending it. Bumrah bowled a brilliant over, but Shami had to defend that. Only five or six to get, to stop the team from doing that. And the thing, I probably feel it was the best over of the super over that we have seen so far. So what are your opinion?
Yeah, as a lifetime member of Pacers Union, it was just khush hua main dekh ke dono. To an extent, we know that Bumrah will deliver under pressure. Bumrah has done it before also, and bowling in super overs is also not new for Bumrah. And to his credit, he did excellent in the first super over. But then I had my doubts against when Shami took the ball. But because you never know, you don't really sure unless and until it's the Bumrah with the ball, because we never saw Shami delivering like that. And six spot on yorkers, especially under pressure, when defending a small target, it's not a big target, and Rohit Sharma and Quinton de Kock can hit the ball quite hard. You know, we've seen evidence of that, and not giving them any chance at all, and pulling off that incredible over. It's really, really, really special. And you know, I saw Loki Ferguson bowling that crucial over earlier in the day, and then Bumrah came and gave Mumbai a chance in the match by picking up three crucial wickets in the match against Kings XI Punjab. Then he bowled the super over, and then Shami backed it up with another fantastic over. I mean, it's for a lover of pace bowling, I think this was such a glorious day.
Yeah, just for our listeners, I want to give some added information. Is that when Anish says that he's a member of the Pacers Union, his Twitter handle is also @TestBowler. So he's really a lover of pace bowling. But
if not for my migration, I could have, or you would have seen me in any Ranji games, or maybe T20 cricket, or you never know, if not for my migration. But that's another day to discuss.
You were going to defend the runs, You were going to bowl them.
We all live in our dreams.
No, I played with him in my college with Anish. So he was a pretty decent pace bowler. I must add that. What I want to add to this conversation is... it was a thrilling match, thrilling finish, as usual, as what we expect from IPL. But what this has done for KXIP is that now KXIP had two games this past week, and they have won both of them. So now from the last position, they are to the sixth position, pretty close to that fourth spot, which is the last playoff spot. So Shubham, what do you think? They were not able to convert those winning positions in the beginning of the tournament. They lost from some very good strong positions, but now they are, they have been put under pressure. Puran had to hit that last ball six in that match, and in this match they had two super overs, but they are now converting the chances, and they look like a side which is at least ready to take it till the last game. I mean, they may or may not qualify, but yeah.
Yeah, I think last week or 2 weeks back, we were all discussing the same thing, that what is going wrong with Kings XI Punjab. I think we were all of the opinion that, they haven't played bad cricket, they haven't played poor cricket, but it's just that these final moments, they're not able to win these crunch moments, and now it's happening. So we had said that, they just need to continue playing this kind of cricket, don't lose hope, and just take game by game. And, with experience and with experience of, playing these such games, and even if they're not finishing them and not finishing on the winning side, they will learn. And I think that's happening very quickly for them. I think credit goes to Kumble and Rahul and the whole staff for, continuing to play the cricket that they had started, and the results are not showing. I can say that revival is happening, and it is the results are showing, but I'm not sure. I can't say that they're going to make it to the playoffs, because the competition at the top is very, very tight. I mean, you just cannot separate the three teams. KKR is also like been on and off, but they have also jumped to 10 points today, so it's really, really tight. I really can't say, but yeah, they have made sure that they are staying afloat in the tournament, and I think they deserve credit for that. What I'm seeing with the way they are playing is that, KL Rahul smiling at that start of the second super over, Kumble being very calm, and Wasim Jafar is there. So there's experience, there's enough experience. The people who have been in these positions previously, Kumble has in fact played IPL, captained the team. He took the team to the IPL final in 2009. So he has the experience. Rahul also learning on the job. So I think they are on the right path. They were always on the right path. The results were not in their favor. They just need to continue and take by match by match. And I think that is their what Kumble and Rahul must be telling to the team. Don't see too far away from here. Just take this game is finished, and now look at the second game. which is coming up, and try to win it. I think that's how the teams who have done well previously from this from their position, from such a position, that's how the teams have done well. You know, Rohit Sharma's and Dhoni's, if you ask them, they have continued. They have said, you know, in the post-match presentations that when you are down and out, the one thing that you can do is, you know, look to win the next game. And I think that's what Punjab is aiming to do.
Yeah, and one thing which always comes with teams which are unpredictable is that they can always spoil the party for other teams. So even if KXIP don't qualify, they can definitely ruin the party for the other teams. So that danger is always there. So whenever anybody now plays KXIP, they would be wary of that fact. There are many news points that are there to discuss from the past week. Obviously, we had so much of action, but we can only touch upon so many. So we will start with KKR. So there were only two teams which played the three games last week. I mean, RCB and KKR were the two teams. I mean, RCB won two of those three matches, but KKR lost two of them and won only one. And there was a lot of upheaval that happened in the franchise in this past week. I mean, Dinesh Karthik, who has been the captain for the franchise for last, I think this was his third season as a captain, gave away the captaincy and took up the vice captaincy. He handed over the captaincy to Owen Morgan. Then they played, they obviously lost, but eventually they won on Sunday against SRH with Loki Ferguson bowling so well, I mean, in the match and then again in the Super Over. I mean, but still, the good thing about good thing for KKR is that they are at the fourth position. They have 10 points, and they had 8 points when DK left the captaincy. So there's like a lot of things which are confusing around the franchising. I mean, did the management ask DK to leave, or DK was just not happy with his captaincy, or he wanted to concentrate more on his batting, because the results, though were not coming in, let's say, in a consistent form, they were coming. They already had 8 points. So, Anish, I want to bring you in here. I mean, how do you look at it? Does DK really wanted to, DK really needed to leave this captaincy role? Was that the right decision? And even if he didn't need, should he have continued? How do you look at it?
I mean, if he really needed it, then I don't know. I don't think he really, you know, needed to put his, you know, papers down when it comes to captaincy. But jab season pehle se start hua tha, start hone se pehle, there were murmurs around that, why do you need DK as a captain when Owen Morgan is there? I know DK has been captain for previous season as well, and but still, Owen Morgan comes with a stature of winning a World Cup not too far. It was the last year. So there were murmurs here and there. That was the talking point also. And then DK had this bad start to his IPL campaign, and again, you know, the stocks came up. I think somewhere down the line, DK, it made some kind of impact on DK. And, you know, ideally, I mean, team changing captain in the middle of the season doesn't always look good. And it is, you know, at that time, KKR, like you said, KKR were not that bad. They were not languishing at the bottom of the table. They got wins. Some of the games which they didn't deserve to win, they won those games as well. And, you know, DK was, before he quit his captaincy, it was coming back to his form. But only the franchise will know what happened inside there. I don't think it would have made a big difference if Owen Morgan or DK. I think the off-field aspect of it played some part. Psychologically, maybe he became too conscious that, you know, I put down my papers and, you know, Owen Morgan concentrates on captaincy.
Yeah, I mean, if I can add my opinion to it, I was of the opinion from the beginning of the tournament, actually, that they should have had Owen Morgan as captain from the start. But that didn't happen. Maybe KKR wanted to continue with their policy of having DK as captain. They wanted to show the faith in the captain. But DK wasn't really having, so far, apart from that 150, and then again on Sunday he scored some good quick runs that helped them to win. His batting hasn't really worked, and that I think has put more pressure on him, because he's not really, let's say, a top Indian cricketer, let's say. So that I think was made him also feel that pressure, that if my batting is also not making, I'm not making runs, and then if there is Owen Morgan also in the side, and then probably he must have felt that probably the right thing would be to give away the captaincy and probably just to concentrate on the batting, and if I score runs it will be good for KKR also, and it will be good for me also as a cricketer, maybe looking forward for my career also, I mean, whether it is at KKR or whether it is in India or whatever. So I think that probably would have worked. I think a transition can be difficult at times, but maybe it is a good decision only. I mean, it shouldn't really be of a bigger concern for KKR. To Shubham, what I want to ask is that now that the change has been made, obviously, what is your opinion, how it is going to impact the franchisee? But more importantly, the fact that Sunil Narayan was put on that suspect bowling list and had to miss the games probably has worked as a blessing in disguise for KKR, because they tried with James Green and then they went to Lockie Ferguson because they wanted those pacers, because it has worked so well for DC and Mumbai Indians, and then they won the match against SRH, and now it looks like they have got a real good deal there with Ferguson and Pat Cummins and everybody. What do you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Ferguson's addition today has worked wonders for them. I think he, I would say, single-handedly won the game for them. I would say, you know, he didn't give more than 10 runs today, and he picked up like 3 or 4 wickets, and then that super over brilliance. Bowling goes brilliant, Yorkers, you know, it was a game. You know, we'll again speak about the Yorkers only, continue to speak about Yorkers because they're so good to watch. So, you know, yeah, I would just say that they missed a trick from the beginning. I mean, they didn't want to change their plans. You know, they were playing with Russell, Narayan from the start, and then with Morgan, had to play. You know, so they didn't want to change the combination, but I think in the first 7 games, not playing Ferguson, while seeing what the other teams, how the other teams' pacers were delivering, like Rabada and all, so pace was, offering dividends to the teams. But I think they missed a trick over there, but now nothing has lost. They're still at 4th on the table. As far as the captaincy goes, I really can't comment on the captaincy. I mean, DK left it, right? I mean, it was not that he was told to go. So I think it was a personal decision, and we can criticize the personal decision also. But at the end of the day, he's not being able to deal with the pressure, and it's affecting his captaincy. So, and there is an able captain, and you know, you asked if it is going to impact. Create an impact on the team. It has started to create an impact. I mean, bringing in Ferguson. I think Morgan is a very attacking captain. I think you look at the way England played their cricket, you know, in T20s, they attack a lot. And with Brendan McCullum as their coach, who was also a very attacking batsman, they have that sort of, attacking approach in T20s. I think this is a very good mix to now with McCullum as a coach and Morgan as a captain. So I hope they stick to him and give him some time. In this tournament, I'm not sure how much impact he would be able to create in terms of results. It looks like KKR are going to the playoffs. As Anish said, they would have also made, they may have made it to the playoffs even with DK as captain. But, you know, overall impact, I don't know how long it will take, but it surely will take. That is what I'm sure about, because Morgan is a very good captain, and we have seen him lead an international time where the pressure is double. You know, we are representing your team, your country. And with him at the helm, like Anish and you said, you know, we all wanted Morgan as a captain. Not wanted, but we felt that Morgan should lead the team. And that was not happening, but we knew that at some stage this change will happen. We didn't know that it will happen so soon, but now that it has happened, I don't think so. Something bad has happened with KKR. I don't think DK is someone who's not going to put his 100% or who feels I was not able to pull off captaincy, so it's going to affect his batting. I think he showed today that he was batting freely. I think it has happened for the good for KKR that he has left captaincy, given it to, someone who has done it for internationally. and let's see how they go about. You know, if they make the playoffs and they're playing some big knockout games, I think Morgan's calm and composure will come handy.
Yeah, I mean, before we move on to the other topic, I just want to add a few things. I mean, the fact that whether DK left completely on his own or after a hint from the management, that is something that we don't know. So, yeah. And we will never also get to know. So we are not very sure whether it is just completely his personal decision or not. But the thing here is that I feel that because they brought in a powerhouse coach, they didn't really want a powerhouse captain. Then it becomes negative, actually. Two strong personalities becomes very difficult to manage. So DK with Brendan McCullum, I think KKR thought was an ideal combination where we didn't have a powerhouse captain, but we had a powerhouse coach. But now with Morgan, it's going to be a powerhouse captain and a powerhouse coach. But the good thing with Morgan is that Morgan is known for his level-headedness. He's not known as an egoistic guy. So I don't think there would be much problem. Obviously, one thing I'm very sure of is that Morgan is going to bat ahead of DK, and at least we will have one KKR batsman scoring a lot of runs at least. That's what my personal feeling is. But right. Now it's time to move on to the other topic. And the other topic, obviously, is over RCB, because they were the only team, apart from KKR, to have three matches past week. They won two of them. They lost one, which they could have won had they not tried so many things. But they won two matches, and both of those two matches were built, I mean, those victories were built on the back of ABD Masterclass. So, Anish, this is the platform here. Now you can... whatever you want to like sing songs of praise of ABD, this is your opportunity. How good was he? I mean, that 73 versus KKR and 55 versus Rajasthan Royals. And brilliant, isn't it? I mean, there is nothing that he cannot do in this format, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we have... I tweeted it out after watching those innings. You know, did we write enough about ABD, or, you know, is there something left? Because it's... I mean... what he has done it previously, he has done it for RCB, he has done it in numerous international matches, and every time he does it, it's also such a lovely feeling. You know, you feel good watching ABD hitting those sixes, and it's not just just out there going out there and, you know, random power hitting. There's a thought process behind it. But I just wanted to put a spotlight on, you know, I'll take a little detour from ABD to Virat Kohli and also bringing Rohit Sharma. You know, Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli's difference is that, you know, they showed it in this week where, you know, Virat Kohli, I don't know what he was thinking against, you know, that match against Kings XI Punjab, right? Where he tried, where he put ABD down the order Yeah, there were two leg spinners out there, so he sent two left-handed batsmen. This was right after the game which ABD won them with, you know, the previous game. And against KKR, and you see the thought process. I know what he was thinking, maybe he wanted to make a point. And there's absolutely... Simon Tatich, if I'm not wrong, has said that we realized we made a mistake. And we will better not tinker with his batting position. Look what he did in the next game as well. ABD. And then you think, when you bring somebody like Rohit Sharma, so uncomplicated, very simple. Whenever there's a best batsman on crease, he'll bring his best bowlers. We have seen against the game against Kolkata Knight Riders, where as soon as Andy Russell came, I know he's not in form, but he called in Bumrah to bowl an over. Today, I mean, Sunday's match also, we have seen, you know, when Rahul was batting, the set batsman, he called Bumrah to bowl, to remove, I think it was Nicholas Puran who was hitting left, right and centre. Then he brought in Bumrah, and then Bumrah delivered him a wicket. I mean, that separates, you know, I know, we shouldn't judge captaincy by only this single point of what happened in an IPL week, but that shows the difference between Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma. And yeah. I mean, I didn't want to say a lot about ABD because we've already said a lot about ABD, we've already written a lot about ABD. I just hope he keeps going on, keeps us entertaining us like those matches, like he played those knocks, and you know, yeah, that's it. I love you, Abhidi.
But because you brought in Virat Kohli there, so Delhi wale ki baat karni hai to Delhi wale se hi baat karni padegi. To isliye Shubham ko isme lana hi padega. You obviously talked about the deeper point. I mean the whole captaincy thing, and there is this feeling that maybe Virat Kohli is not that he is a leader. He inspires cricketers also, but maybe he's not that tactically gifted. बट यहाँ पर तो शुभम ये तो वो बस वो दिल्ली में बोलते हैं ना खुजली होती है कभी, मुझे लगता है यहाँ पर बस वो खुजली हो गई थी विराट कोहली को कि हम इतना जीत रहे हैं, इतना कंसिस्टेंसी है, थोड़ा तो कुछ चेंज कर लेते हैं. आई थिंक क्योंकि उन्होंने इट्स नॉट ओनली अबाउट दुबे एंड वाशिंगटन सुंदर बैटिंग अहेड ऑफ एबीडी विलियर्स. इन द सेम मैच आई थिंक चहल डिड नॉट कम्प्लीट हिज कोटा, एंड आई थिंक इसरो उदाना ऑल्सो डिड नॉट कम्प्लीट हिज कोटा, एंड मोहम्मद सिराज बोल्ड फोर ओवर्स विच वेंट फॉर अ लॉट ऑफ रन्स. द मैच दे लॉस्ट अगेंस्ट पीएसएल. सो थोड़ी खुजली ज्यादा हो गई थी विराट कोहली को उस मैच में.
I mean, मैं पहले से बोलता आया हूँ और मतलब मैं कोई स्टैट्स नहीं है मेरे पास, नंबर्स नहीं अभी अभी वो बैक करने के लिए, बट विराट कोहली एक वीक टी ट्वेंटी कैप्टन है. वो अच्छे टेस्ट कैप्टन है, अटैक करते हैं. टेस्ट कैप्टनसी एक यू नो एक टेम्पलेट होती है जो आप जिस तरीके से खेलते हो, मतलब आप अटैक कर रहे हो, आपको रन ऐसे बनाने हैं, आपको 20 विकेट लेने ही लेने हैं, तो आप एक उस मतलब उस थोड़ा जोश के साथ खेलते हो, है ना. तो आप वो एक अटैकिंग बैट्समैन हैं, वो एक अटैकिंग अप्रोच रखते हैं, अटैकिंग माइंडसेट है उनका. लेकिन टी ट्वेंटीज में आपको स्मार्ट होना पड़ता है. मुझे लगता है कि वो वहाँ पर थोड़ा मात खाते हैं. और ये जो टैक्टिकल एरर्स जो आप बोल रहे हो, दीज टैक्टिकल एरर्स आर रिजल्ट ऑफ हिम ट्राइंग नो टू मेक दोज चेंजेस which backfired. I mean, that ABD was sincerely, it was a poor call. Like, you know, Shantanu also said, and I think 2 weeks back, that sometimes you don't have to make so many changes just because, you know, there are left and right combination, the off spinner is bowling, so you send Jadeja or Sam Curran up the order. You know, just go with the best batsmen out there. That's why you have picked them, that's why you have bought them for so many. But and this is AB de Villiers we're talking about, and it's not that he's not in form. As Anish said, he has smashed 73 runs in 33 balls. And, you know, that beauty of that innings was not that in the same match, Kohli had scored a 50 or Finch was also scoring with a strike rate of 150 or 200. No. These batsmen were batting with strike rate of 120 and 130. The particle batted with strike rate of 130, I believe. That his was the best. Finch was struggling. Everybody was struggling. And he just came. And it's not that he was batting on another wicket or there were some other sort of bowlers who were bowling at him. Same set of bowlers, same wicket. And that is the brilliance of ABD. That's what he offers. That's what he brings with him. So you cannot, you know, it was, as I said, that's why I keep going back to Mumbai Indians as, extending the point that Anish said about Rohit Sharma, his captaincy, is that he keeps things very simple. He keeps things very simple. He knows how to manage this team. And, you know, you never change so many drastic and radical changes in the batting order. Everybody has their role. I think that's what you need to bring in. You know, you have to build a number 7. You have to build a number 4. And he has a very able batting order. Batting was never an issue with RCB. So I think it's all about his willingness to, you know, show some tactical. I mean, this is my observation. I'm not saying that's a fact. But I just feel that sometimes he overdoes it because he lacks that. I think he needs to accept it, that what is his strength and what is his weaknesses, and where he is not that good, I think he needs to go to, you know, to others to consult and do stuff. I think that was also very poor. Coming back to ABD, as I said, in the last in the game against KKR, batting on the same wicket and batting the strike rate of like over 200. And against Rajasthan Royals, they looked like they would not chase it at some stage. And no disrespect toward ABD, but he's not that good a finisher. You know, from crunch moment se match nikal ke bilkul Dhoni ki tarah le aaya, waisa finisher to nahi hai. Lekin unhone bahut achhi tarah batting kiya aur matlab batting kiya matlab hitting kiya aur wahan se match khinch ke wapas team ke liye le aaye. I think two extraordinary innings. और मतलब मेरे लिए दो मेमोरेबल मोमेंट्स जो थे इस वीक के वो यही थे. मतलब एबी डिविलियर्स एट इज बेस्ट एट 36. आई रिमेंबर आई थिंक बैक इन 2012 2013 ही हैड हिट टू डेल स्टेन यॉर्कर्स. आई थिंक डीसी, आई थिंक इट वाज व्हेन डीसी वाज देयर. आई थिंक डेल स्टेन ने दो यॉर्कर्स कराए, परफेक्ट इन स्विंगिंग यॉर्कर्स, और एबी डिविलियर्स ने उस टाइम काफ़ी यंग थे वो, एक्स्ट्रा कवर के ऊपर एक नी पे बैठ के मारा था. इट वॉज लवली टू सी. एंड डेल स्टेन जो अपने प्राइम पे था उस वक्त, उसने ऐसे सिर हिलाया, बोला भाई मैं कुछ नहीं कर सकता, यू नो, इट वॉज दैट काइंड ऑफ रिएक्शन फ्रॉम हिम, बिकॉज ही एब्सोल्युटली गेव अप. कहाँ डालूँ मैं अब इसको बॉल, बट यू नो, बट ही इज डूइंग द सेम थिंग्स, यू नो, एट 36. सो इट go and he doesn't play international cricket anymore. So you know that whole talk about are log rusty hain and everything, these players have not played cricket for a long time, but look at him. I mean, he's not played cricket for a like for I mean, he played some I think some matches in the South African league, but I mean, still, I mean, to come back at that age and just to show that his powers have not gone, I think it's unreal to watch him. But we can go on and on about ABD, so let's stop.
Yeah, like, you know, like Harsha Bhogle tweeted the other day that if because of Ravi Bishnoi and Murugan Ashwin, who are capable bowlers on their own day, that because of them you stop, you keep ABD behind and bring the two left-handers. I mean,
right.
That I don't know the logic beyond it and. You know, both Ravi Bishnoi and Murugan Ashwin should tell that story for the rest of their lives.
I am going to stick with my analysis ki Kohli ko us din khujli thodi zyada ho gayi thi. But before we move on to the other topic, main just thoda numbers de deta hu taki ABD ka greatness jo is week mein humne dekha hai usko thoda ek context mil jaye. Jo abhi Shubham ne baat ki, jo KKR wala match tha usme everybody was struggling. We remember how badly even Kohli was struggling. Even though he spent a lot of time on that pitch, he found it very difficult. I mean, boundaries bhi nahi aa rahe the. Wo sirf singles aur doubles hi le raha tha. And ABD came into bat, I think, in the 13th over. And RCB were somewhere around 90 to 100. And they ended up on 194. So he helped them make 100 runs in that 7 or 8 overs that he was there. And he scored some 73 of 30 odd balls, and they obviously went on to win that match. And then again, when he made that 55 versus Rajasthan Royals while chasing, I mean, he came in, and I think in 6 overs they made 75 runs, which by that time looked like it won't be possible. But then he came in, and then 55 of 22, I think, and then they won the match. So that's his greatness. He single-handedly won them the match. It's not like एक मार रहा है और दूसरे से कम एक एंकर चाहिए. He didn't even need an anchor from the other end. He just came in, he scored the runs, and he decided what the fate of the team would be on that day. So that's how great ABD is. But now it is time to talk about our favorite person, that is Mahendra Singh Dhoni. I mean, मैं हर वीक ट्राई करता हूँ कि ऑलरेडी इतनी क्रिटिसिज्म हो रही है CSK की बात ना करें, लेकिन हर वीक में एक CSK अपने आप ही एक एंगल दे देता है. सो इस बार का एंगल ये है कि CSK के दो मैचेस थे, CSK ने एक मैच जीता और एक मैच हार गए. तो जो मैच उन्होंने जीता उसमें हमें कई कुछ नया देखने को मिला. धोनी ऑब्वियसली इज ट्राइंग एवरीथिंग टू गेट द बेस्ट आउट ऑफ वट एवर रिसोर्सेज दैट ही हैज. सो सैम करन ने ओपन किया, शेन वॉटसन जो अपना रिदम ढूंढ नहीं पा रहे हैं उनको नंबर 3 पे डाल दिया, अंबाती रायडू नंबर 4 पे चले गए, धोनी बैटिंग कर रहे हैं 5 पर. सो कर्ण शर्मा आ गए, पीयूष चावला बाहर चले गए, या पीयूष चावला ने जो मैच खेला लेकिन उसमें एक ही ओवर डाला. सो बहुत सारे चेंजेस हुए, CSK ने एक मैच जीत भी लिया SRH से, आई थिंक SRH को हराया. बट देन अगेन द नेक्स्ट मैच they lost to DC. I mean, they could have won it had the catches of Dhawan would have taken. But what I'm trying to indicate here is that, I mean, talking to Anish here now, Anish, because you spent so much in Chennai and you are deeply in love with CSK and Dhoni, how do you see? I mean, has he tried almost everything? Is he out of options, or can he still, I mean, squeeze and bring something out from his resources and probably continue to win? Because the scenario is not very good for them. I mean, they have won only 3 matches from out of 9. So they have like what, I think 5 matches left. So they got to win all 5 of them. It's like that. I mean, if they have to qualify. What do you think, Anish?
Yeah, I mean, if I saw the first match of this season, or jaise unka matlab performance tha, mujhe laga ki yaar, मतलब कुछ ज्यादा ही फोकस डाल रहे हैं CSK पे. आई नो दे विल in a way miss Suresh Raina. But itna problem to nahi hona chahiye, because that first game against Mumbai Indians, they were really good. Then the setback happened, and I think it, right now it's for them to make any sort of comeback, because you need that kind of momentum. Jaise aap bol rahe the, is hafte mein unhone do matches khele, they won the match, they did well against SRS, but then they lost the next match against Delhi Capitals. So it has been kind of season like that. And Dhoni pointed out in previous in the post match presentations and all the stuff that it's that controllables which they are not able to control, like the catch drops and the the bowling mistakes, the extras, these are the kind of things which you, especially from an experienced side like CSK, they pride themselves for having an experienced side, but it's the basic things which they messed up, and I think it's too late. Sam Curran, probably the youngest, I don't know if he's the youngest or not, but one of the younger member of the team is showing consistency. So, batting idhar udhar ho jata hai, but bowling mein toh he's showing consistency right there. So, if maybe that is the sign, I think, from the universe, is that, that is the way forward. I think with the experience, I think time has come to say goodbye to experience. This statement might come and bite me later on the season, because this is IPL, this is cricket, this is T20 cricket. You never know kya ho sakta hai yahan pe, kuch bhi ho sakta hai. Log 5 game jeet jaye lagatar and some other results went in their way, and then somehow they're through. But the quality of cricket is what hurts me a lot. Not the standard expected from Chennai Super Kings. They had issues. Just as soon as they landed, they had issues, and then Raina left, and then there's a form issue with MS Dhoni. Raidu got injured after the first match, then he came back after 3 matches, and then there was this Kedar Jadhav, he was also in, and the lack of intent in the previous games. So this is not the standard expected out of champion team. They're one of the most consistent teams over last 13 years. So, if they can go to playoffs, if because of their winning run and other results going in their way and all this stuff, but I don't want to see the team in the playoffs. I don't want to see that cricket.
That obviously shows that you are hurt a lot. But Shubham, we are all have been spellbound for long. Such has been the magic of Mahendra Singh Dhoni. But do you think he has any more tricks left? I personally think that he has now tried everything. He has tried to squeeze out everything that he can possibly from that side. Even, jumbling the whole lineup and everything. And probably it is either about everybody now coming together or probably going bust. What do you think?
I don't know how to answer this, but I as you said, he has tried everything, and there's only there are things which captain can do. You cannot change the squad now. You have to rework with this squad only, with Raina not there, Bharbhajan not being there, and the other senior players not firing him, including him, as a batsman. But when you sign up and when you come to a tournament, you know all these things. You can say that, we lost all the tosses and we chased like 7 games on the trot. But you cannot give those excuses. The thing is that what Anish said, the quality of cricket, and which I also said the last time, is that I just find it baffling that the way they have played their cricket without intent, chasing without intent, and there is no. When you see them, you feel that you don't want to watch this, watch CSK playing, because it's frustrating. Even if you're not fanning them, just to watch how they are going about things, some of the decisions making also. Changing the batting order so much. Sam Curran opened for them as well. I think that was a good move for me. But overall, it looked it Dhoni looks like a Dhoni for the first time looks like someone who has this, you know, doesn't have a very clear mind space. You know, he it's very cluttered, and he's taking decisions because he's forced to take, not because he has this convenience of playing these players. It's all about going back to the table and thinking, yaar abhi kya karna, abhi kya kar rahe hain, abhi isko kaise khilaye, kaise le le ye wala win. You know, the game against SRH, yes, they were when CSK started defending, you felt that Dhoni is like owning now, you know, as a captain. He's the game is running at his pace, and you just felt it because you have seen him lead his team, defend targets like that. You felt that they're going to end up, you know, as winners. But the difference between SRH and DC was again the quality of the opponent. Against DC, against a better side, they are going to play like that only because the standard is very low. They are playing not at their best. So against the top sides like MI, DC, even RCB, who are doing well, you know, and who are playing their best cricket for the like throughout 40 overs, I think they're going to struggle in the tournament. So I don't see them like going, I see that they are out of the contest. Obviously on paper they are not, but I don't feel, I mean, you know, you compare the Kings 11 and Chennai Super Kings. Kings 11 also have had the same kind of tournament, you know, in terms of losses and wins, but you have enjoyed watching Kings 11. I mean, they have produced great cricket, thrilling cricket. They have chased down, they have lost those crunch moments and all, but they have not played dull cricket. They have never lacked intent. They have taken match to the close, you know, to the finishing line. Sometimes they have not won those moments and ended up on a losing side. But you have not seen, that quality is not there, or you know that this team is misfiring and something like that. That the balance is not right. It was all about that, you know, winning those crunch moments, and they did that. With Chennai Super Kings, that is missing. You know, the. I don't know what's a problem. I mean, there are so many problems, but it just I just don't see them making it to the playoffs this year. I mean, and as far as Dhoni is concerned, I hope. I mean, I'm not sure when the IPL is next, but I hope I feel he's done as a batsman. I don't know about his captaincy. Who's going to replace him next at CSK? But I just. I mean, as a fan, I have a Dhoni portrait at home. We have all fan Dhoni, but I just don't want to see a battered Dhoni, you know, who doesn't have anything more in his hat. So there is nothing coming out. So you just feel bad, and I just hope that he moves on now. I think I'm done with him.
Yeah. So that's the thing. I mean, Dhoni obviously, I mean, has done things for India and CSK that were unimaginable at times, whether it is pulling off wins or winning trophies and all that. But the next IPL is actually only 7 months away. I mean, it should happen in the regular window next year. So where it now leaves CSK is that if Dhoni is not really the same batsman anymore, and if the whole team has a lot of players who are actually on their last leg, in 7 months, and we may not have a mega auction, and then probably CSK are going to suffer another season. Actually, it could very well end up being like that. A lot will depend on what sort of auction will happen. If it is a mega auction, probably CSK will have an opportunity to bring in a lot of fresh blood. But if they don't, a young blood, but if it doesn't happen, if it is a small auction, then probably CSK would be in a lot of trouble. And as you pointed out, I also feel that one of the biggest asset of Dhoni's, glittering career was his ability as a player also. I mean, while being a great captain, he was also always a great finisher, a power hitter. And that is something that's gone. So, and the same has been the case with Shane Warne to an extent. So when they are not doing that job, then only the captaincy or let's say changing the lineup just won't fall in place. I mean, make things fall in place for you. I mean, he has scored only 136 runs this season. I mean, in comparison, last season he made over 400 runs. So it's not the same Dhoni or let's say Watson or let's say Kedar Jadhav, Dwayne Bravo, and that's probably where the whole rot for CSK lies. But the whole discussion will probably take a lot of time. So we will have a special edition for that. But here. Is the time when I'm going to ask both of you to have your predictors hat on, because I'm going to ask you about who do you think is going to be that fourth team which will get into the playoffs, because it pretty much looks like the Delhi Capitals, Mumbai Indians and Royal Challengers Bangalore. I mean, they are going to make it. I mean, Delhi Capitals probably are just one win away, and Mumbai Indians and RCB are just two wins away from making it to the playoffs, virtually, at least. So and Kolkata Knight Riders, although at fourth position, they are also maybe, let's say, three wins away. So that still opens up a window for Sunrisers, Kings 11 or Chennai Super Kings or Rajasthan Royals, if they can do it. So I will start with Anish. I mean, do you see DC, MI, RCB making it? And who do you think will be the fourth team? And So
Delhi Capitals and Mumbai Indians are almost through. I don't think any problem with that. RCB, I think this week's results going in their way. And I hope Virat Kohli doesn't come up with, you know, any kind of, you know, really, really bad decisions. I don't think they'll be, you know, stopped from, you know, booking a spot in the top four. KKR is that they won two matches, I think. And of course, the Sunday's match, which, you know, went to the super overs. It is those close matches where they're finding a way to, you know, clinch the win. And I think that this is the kind of season for them, you know, where it's the kind of opposite for Kings XI and Punjab, where they're losing close matches. And Kolkata Knight Riders, where they have no business in winning those matches, they are ending up winning those matches. And I think somewhere, I think that will play a part and KKR will go through. I mean, I have a soft spot for Sunrisers Hyderabad because I'm a big fan of Rashid Khan, and of course I would want to watch David Warner and, you know, Johnny Bairstow going deep inside the tournament. But I don't know. I think this week's results have, you know, somewhere turned it around for Kolkata Knight Riders, and they will, I think, make with Narayan coming back. I think he was not fit. He was not ready for today, but he will be for the next match. And, you know, he might also come in maybe in the playing 11. Loki Ferguson, I don't know where he was hiding. What was that, you know, thinking behind him for, you know. I know the fact that they were depending on Russell, Narayan a lot, but, you know, once Russell, you know, has showed that, you know, he's struggling out there, they should have tried. Or when Narayan got, you know, he didn't play a few matches because of his problem with his action. I mean, that was the time to bring in Loki Ferguson, because by that time, McCallum and Karthik and Morgan were watching what other faces were doing, like faces of Mumbai Indians and the faces of Delhi Capitals. I think maybe that a little bit out. But anyway, damage is not too significant. I see them going ahead of Sunrisers.
Shubham, DC, MI, RCB and KKR for you, or do you see some other team getting into it?
I think that's they are the teams, I think, which will make it to the playoffs, I believe. I mean, look at the bottom four teams. All of them are like, you know, they have the similar situation, three wins and six losses, and run rate separates them. But I believe KKR will just make it. They will face some stiff competition from Punjab, maybe Rajasthan and Hyderabad. I don't see Chennai even giving competition, to be honest. But I think these four teams will eventually make it to the playoffs. I mean, we don't know. IPL is such a tournament where, you know, pendulum shifts and such things happen. The teams at the bottom suddenly, you know, find form. And I mean, five games on the trot, that could may happen with these bottom four teams. But, you know, speaking of the current form, Kolkata haven't really been, you know, they have won games from, you know, jaws of defeat. And today also they showed a lot of like passion to win. I believe the change of captaincy has happened, so it will work for them. That's why I'm backing them. That and they have the resources to, win the games. And honestly, I want DC to win the title also because I've been secretly backing them as well. I'm in love with the team, the way they are playing. You know, with Ponting, their 3 years as a coach, and Ayer has also spent some time. So they have really built a good squad, and the results are showing. So yeah, I mean, at least they should make the final for the first time. They've not even played a final, so I'm really backing DC to make it to the finals. But don't be shocked or surprised if Mumbai Indians eventually win the title, because you know, you don't hate them. I don't hate them. I don't like them. It's just that I like them playing. You know, I think they are that professional T20 team in this whole league, who play with a certain ideology, you know, plan in place every game, and they do it every time. You know, their record tells you, you know, everything. And RCB, well, I don't see them going beyond playoffs, to be honest, because I'm not sure if Kohli has that, you know, big match temperament as a captain. So yeah, I mean, I don't think so. These four teams will not make it to the playoffs because the gap is huge between the top four and the bottom four.
Yeah, I also think the same set of four teams, I mean, DC, MI, RCB and KKR would get into the playoffs. But just for fun, I want another team to get into this. And I mean, it would be bad whoever loses out on that playoff spot, bad for them. But I mean, just for fun, I would really love that kind of a surprise. I mean, a revival of a bottom place team or a sixth place, seventh place team. That would be perfect IPL story, actually. And so before we close, we will just have a look at next week's schedule. CSK are, I think, playing three games, and RR are also playing three games. So that would be the deciding week, I think. It will be decided their fate, whether they can make it or they cannot make it. Even MI, I think, are playing twice. So they would, if they win even one, I think they would seal it off. DC are playing twice. So if they win those two, they will seal it off. So Anish, any game that you are particularly looking forward to? Or what are your thoughts on next week's schedule?
I think I'll be looking at Sunrisers and KKR matches, because I think that's where things will become interesting. Sunrisers, I think, are facing Rajasthan on Thursday, and then on Saturday they'll be Kings. So I mean, currently two bottom place teams. So if they secure victories in those two victories, then I think things will become even more interesting, I think, for the final week. So I'll be closely watching the Sunrisers. I think this, coming week, I think I'll be watching Sunrisers game. No point in watching there is point in watching every game. I mean, that's what we do. Closely watching Sunrisers game.
Shivam, what excites you for the next week?
Like, see, now the league has come to a stage where you have to pick your favorite team from the bottom four. So my favorite team from the bottom four is Punjab, because the way they have come back, I think it's very good to see. You know, Rahul also as captain, I'm liking him. I liked him today. You know, he was very calm and everything. So let's see how they go, because they're playing two games, I think, this week. I think they're playing Delhi Capitals, difficult game on 20th. And then they can, you know, they can't relax, but they're playing, I think, Sunrisers on Saturday. So I think that game is going to be like, you know, very close, because both the teams are at the bottom. They're playing the same quality of cricket. The level is sustained in this tournament. But yeah, I mean, these two games, I'll be looking forward. I'd like to see how Punjab grows from it.
Yeah, actually, same for me. I mean, more precisely, it's the Kings XI Punjab versus DC game, which is coming up on Tuesday, I think. Yeah, so that's a game I'm looking forward to, because Kings XI Punjab have obviously the momentum in their stride. DC also are coming after a win. But then again, if KXIP manage to win this match, they could make things interesting. Not only that, they would have 8 points. DC would probably would have to wait a little longer to qualify for playoffs, and that will make it interesting and helpful for other teams also, like SRH and KKR, to leap ahead of DC. I mean, it will take some time. Obviously, they're not going to leap ahead with just one win or. But yeah, so if you are looking for the table to become interesting, maybe KXIP has to win their match. I mean, if CSK can pull off something against MI again, that would make it very interesting. I mean, can Dhoni still do that magic? And CSK defeated MI in the first game of the season, so let's just hope some magic comes around there. But that's it for.
I think also today. To add, I mean, if Punjab wins against Delhi, I think it will be a huge win for them because they have beaten MI now. And if they win DC, if they beat DC, I think they are two. If they beat the two table toppers, you know, who have shared the top spot, I think that will do a lot to their confidence. I think that would be a big revival.
Yeah. So that's it, guys. Thank you very much to both of you for joining, and thank you to our listeners also. We will be back on next Monday with another episode of IPL on Pod with a complete wrap of the whole week's action. And don't forget that this podcast would be available on Audio Boom and subsequently on Google Podcast, Spotify. And also, I just want to add that we love feedback, so you can always give your feedback to us on our Twitter handle, which is First Post Sports. Thank you very much for joining. I hope you enjoyed the conversation. Bye, guys.